waiting to go
off. And we are underway.
From Rainbow Bay to Rainbow Beach to the Switch and everything in between.
I'm going to have fun and you're going to have fun.
Have a funny day.
Go. Have fun now.
Your new local. You're going to love this place. It's the Rush Hour with Liesl Jones, Liam and Dobbo.
Penultimate show for the year.
Oh, I know. It's very exciting. How long ago did you get your learners, Liam?
Learners when I was 16. So what's that? 22 years ago.
How long since you've had your
1992,
learners?
1992, I got my learners.
Yeah. Wow. I've probably got mine in about, how old are you? 16? So 2000 and whatever.
21 years ago.
Over 20 years ago. Do you remember the cost of it?
No idea.
Well, now.
Mum and Dad paid for it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Mum and Dad need to pay for it in Queensland because we pay 7 times the price for a learner's permit. In Queensland. There is actually no reason. So they do say it's because of security around all the software that they use to keep it safe and all the other fines and fees and all that sort of stuff. Yeah, but Victoria, it's $26 for 10 years of a permit, and that's waived for a safe driving
record.
Yeah. In Queensland, it's $186.55 for 3 years for a learner's permit.
That's disgusting. That is disgusting.
Even New South Wales is $26 for 5 years.
I don't understand. Like they say,
why?
Because there's costs to protect it, but everyone's got the cost.
But that's what they're saying. Victoria waivers their fees, so they've obviously got costs as well.
But your young fella's gone through this.
Yeah, he's got his piece.
Indeed, did he come hat in hand to you?
I think his mother or I paid for it. I can't remember. I think his mother definitely paid for it.
That's ridiculous.
I would have had that, yeah.
But why so expensive?
Because this is where we live.
It's a money grab.
They should refund that, I reckon. Cost being waived. It should be a thing. Like if you get from your learners to your full license without incident, you should get that as a rebate from the government.
If it takes you 10 years to get your license, you probably shouldn't have a license. If it took you that long.
Because if you got a 10-year learner's permit,
then maybe you shouldn't have a license.
Actually, Dobbo, do you have to go back on your L's when you get your license?
Yeah. Like
no, I get my P's.
Oh, your P's. Do you get a red or green P's?
For 12 months.
Oh, my God.
Are you green P's?
We'll talk about that next year on February the 28th.
This is amazing.
Because I'll just say you all know, I've nearly hit 4 months and I've got another 3 to go. So.
Are you doing so well?
What do you mean he's doing well?
He's got a driver.
He doesn't have a choice.
Well, I do. I could go illegal, but I'm not doing that. Oh. I've honoured the law. I have not broken the law.
Just wait. Say that again.
I have not broken the law.
Right, get around it.
They love pulling you over, though, don't they?
Anyway, you can all laugh. Next year, we won't be laughing on the 28th of February, will we? When I'm back driving.
We won't be laughing because you'll be back on the road. We'll be terrified.
Behind the scenes, I get sent things. You two are out
doing your
stuff.
You get correspondence is what you get.
I occasionally receive correspondence.
Usually complaints.
I've received one.
Oh, no.
I've received one. This email was waiting for me when I got into work today. And it says, attention Triple M. Over the weekend, the Fortinet PJ Australian Championship was an unbridled success. Record crowds attended the event, record numbers watched on the live broadcast, and the response from our commercial partners has been almost 100% positive.
Oh.
I say almost because of an incident that has been brought to our attention involving a member of your staff, hence my email. A complaint has been received from one of our club members over an incident Saturday morning.
It's just me.
As you may well know, the party hole on the 17th has become a destination location for the tournament. And with tickets for the lounges being sold at a premium, it was concerning to hear that on Saturday morning, an individual was overheard offering payment to other patrons to, quote, save him 2 seats and a table in prime position at the front of the lounge. The patron in question was overheard telling others that he was a VIP guest who was participating in a celebrity hole-in-one contest.
This is garbage.
Unfortunately,
this is garbage.
Unfortunately, the member who filed the complaint had no idea who he was, so was unable to identify him despite his alleged celebrity status. We would appreciate your assistance in identifying the culprit. Yours in all things golf, PGA of Australia.
Oh, whatever. Now, listen.
That email has landed in my inbox this morning.
Oh, whatever. You need to get a new hobby. I can tell you that. The storybook writing ain't it.
I have received that email from the PGA of Australia. Now, this was a tremendous success. Triple M's partnership with this event, and it would seem...
It's been soured.
There's a bad taste in the mouth.
Can we have this actually out now?
Yeah, sure.
Like, do you want to have this out?
Yeah.
You are a lowlife. I'm going to start that straight up with you.
Was this you, Dobbo?
I was in the line. Okay, I'm going to tell the story. Okay, we did, all three of us had tickets to the party hole, the 17th. Yep. And I will say, unbelievable. I'm lining up in the queue and we had to have we're going to talk about this after 5 o'clock. Mm. We had to go for the hole in one. The queue was long, very long.
There's a lot of people.
I didn't realise the amount of people that were going to be there. I said to three blokes, they were brothers from Rockhampton, great blokes. I said, hey boys, I've got to go and play this golf shot. Would you mind saving me a seat? I said, I could happily to give you some money. Like I felt, I offered them. Yeah. They said, don't worry about it. That was it. That was it.
So that is the PGA's right. You've offered cabbage.
There was no PGA member there and you've made this up. Yes. I offered them $50. Yes, I did.
Mm.
But I made up for that when I caught a golf ball and gave it to them.
Right.
But I caught one later in the day.
That's nice.
One.
That's worth about $50.
Yeah. Mm. And why would you bring
that up? Would you like to apologise to Royal Queensland?
I throw money at problems. Costco. Not everybody loves it, but for me, it is my happy place.
To a happy place.
That's it. Exactly right. It's a happy place. I love it. I don't know what it is about it. I love that you can get everything you want there. Anything you want, you can find it.
Is it just that you can buy whatever you want there, or is it the layout?
The bulk. Like it. There's plenty of room. It's in bulk. You've got big trolleys. You have to be a member. No, I'm serious about this.
Member part of it is a big thing.
And the new thing, which a lot of people relate to, is I own a diesel vehicle, and so does Amity, is the cheaper fuel at Costco if you're a member.
Can you get petrol there?
20 to 30 cents cheaper
a
litre.
Way cheaper.
20 to 30 cents a litre cheaper.
Wow.
So
there's one at North Lakes as well, and Ipswich.
I'm at Ipswich, so there's one at Bundamba, and as you said, Liesl, one at North Lakes on the north side. So yesterday I said to Am, we've got a bit of time in the afternoon. Why don't I take you down to Costco? It's probably not her ideal place. Why don't I take you there? And because I am a Gold Star member, which I happily got my card, my Gold Star membership, what I'll do is you get
Liam, just so you know, there's no other levels.
Yes, there is. There's two. What? There's Gold Star and just normal. There's Gold Star and normal. I'm telling you, I had to pay the Gold Star. It's $5 more a year, Liesl. That's beside the point.
VIP.
That's beside the point. So I said to Amity, I want to get you you can get a secondary card. And that means she can get cheaper fuel. So she can go to the fuel thing and save herself a bit of money. I don't know why I've become this person, but I have. And that's where everything went wrong yesterday afternoon. Costco is now not my happy place because yesterday afternoon I had one of those incidents that there will be a lot of people who have been in my situation have been through in a roundabout way. So I go there, we line up, and I'm standing next to my wife. And I finally get to the counter and I said, hey, mate, I'm a Costco member. I'd like to make my wife my secondary card holder.
Can you do that? So it's like when you get a hotel room, they go, here's two keys.
Yes, yes.
He said, okay, could you pass your card over?
Your Gold Star member.
So he scans my card.
Do they play like trumpets when the Gold Star members walk in?
No, he did acknowledge, that I was a Gold Star member.
Secret handshake.
And then he said, I'll swipe your card. And he said, Mr. Dobbin, unfortunately, you already have someone as a secondary card holder.
Oh, no.
Someone put their own name on there.
And that was my ex, Kylie.
No.
And he goes, Kylie, and I'm standing next to Amity, and he goes, your ex is Kylie. That's Ella's mum.
Well, he didn't say that. Yeah. But
no, he did. He said, do you know a Kylie Gibb? And I'm like, yeah, that's my ex. That's Ella's mum. And he...
Amity's
standing right there, and I'm like, This is just a crap arvo. Amity said, and they broke up at Costco. That was exactly what Amity said straight away. And look, she took it in a stride. She did take it in a stride.
So Amity had, to swallow the pill. You
know, well, I had to cancel Kylie's card in that moment.
Then you had to get on the phone and
call. Oh, geez. And I've got two women upset with me. I'm in my happy place, and it ended up being a crap afternoon.
It is straight out of the Happy Gilmore scene where he goes to his happy place, but then it's ruined.
You're too good for your hall.
Yeah. Anyway, the only thing that made me was they sell this big chubs of pub mix with, like, you know, like the pub with pretzels and peanuts and everything. I went and bought a few of them.
See, you should never go shopping in that state of mind, because you're just going to buy things that are bad for
guilt.
You.
I did. Oh, I bought every trinket you could name.
Six kilos of peanut butter will solve this.
I ended up spending $400 at Costco yesterday afternoon to make myself feel better. Like, that's it.
I love this. All right, 133353. That is an unusual happy place. 133353. We want to hear what your surprising happy place is. Liesl Jones, I know you've got one.
Oh, I do.
But let's hear about that next. 133353, Dobbo's is Costco. What's your surprising happy place?
My happy place is Officeworks.
You love Officeworks?
Oh, I love Officeworks.
Why?
Oh, the pens and the pencils and the notebooks paper? I don't need. I could have an Officeworks party, really.
Oh, no.
See, I hate
really?
Officeworks.
I've got a 40th coming up in a few years. Maybe I'll organise that. Officeworks party.
But is it just the browsing of the shelves that you like?
Oh, it's the stationery.
Doing?
Yeah, it's so good.
You know why I hate Officeworks?
And yet
why?
You walk in here and you ask me for a pen, Moshe.
Most days. Or paper. Officeworks drives me bananas because I've never been able to work the photo, how you plug your phone in to download photos. Mm. I've never been able to make it work.
I actually don't go on that side. That's the tech side.
Bad,
I like the pens and paper side.
Yeah,
the highlighter side,
Could
the stickers.
Could you imagine the things that the office work workers have seen on that photo download?
Am I?
No, just on anybody's.
Don't vomit on me.
133.
No, not yours. Other people's. Oh, right. Not
133353. We want to know what your surprising happy place is. Jed. On the GC. Jed, what's your surprising happy place?
BCF, buddy.
Yeah.
Oh, good
boating,
choice.
Camp and fishing.
It's BCF and
fun. How good is
it? What's the favourite section there, Jed? Where do you like to spend your time?
Oh, mate, any section. Depends on what I need. Could be hooks.
Yeah.
Could be.
No. Seriously. You know, reels. You want to get into. My son's a fisherman. I've got into these. BCF's not my go to, but it's his.
Yeah.
And you get into starting to go down the reel when you're trying to buy reels for rods, because you can't just buy a rod and a reel. You've got to buy the rod.
The whole thing.
Then you've got to go and buy the reel. Like, you know.
Jed, is it the bigger waters, BCF? That's where we hang out?
Buddy, it certainly is.
I'm going to keep an eye out for you in the hook section.
Well, you know, I like the sinkers that have the sparkly fish on it, you know. With
like
the
a lure?
Yeah, the lure. They're great. I love those.
All right.
Barry from Greenbank, what's your happy place?
Hey, good afternoon, guys. How are we?
Oh, good, thank you. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks. It has to be Bunnings.
Oh, of course.
Really?
Oh, no, Bunnings is great because I work in construction, and if I've got to go to Bunnings for work, it's even better when I'm spending somebody else's money. So.
Yes. Do you like the timber section?
No, I like the tool section. The tool section.
Power tools.
Mm. Yeah, the tool shop.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Bunnings drives me bananas because you can never find anything. That's why I ask
the people there. They always know. Barry, are you a fan of the dogs in Bunnings or no?
No. I've seen so many people with dogs and what do you call them, those shopping carts. And what are you doing, people?
Get out of my happy place. You're ruining it.
Don't ruin it.
Get out of my happy place.
Jane in Mermaid Waters, what's your happy place?
Hi, guys. I don't get there very often, but I'm quite partial to a Walmart.
Oh, do we have Walmart
here?
Do we
have those in Australia?
No, we have them overseas. And I was just in one, and I took my bestie. She's never been in one. And we got in there at 20 to 1, and we left at 25 past 6.
Oh,
and there were sections
Jane.
We never went to.
Oh, that's amazing.
Jane, are you going on overseas holidays to visit Walmart?
Well, it happens to be while I'm over there. There is one, so we did go.
That's amazing. Do you know there's a whole Instagram page, People of Walmart?
Yeah, I feel like Jane runs it.
She could run tours.
It's amazing. It's just amazing what you've got in there.
Yeah, everything. From firearms to lingerie,
coffins.
It's all there.
I get coffins at Costco.
It is, literally, and everything in between.
All right, thank you to Jane, the official Walmart spokesperson. Saturday morning, we were building up to this all last week. The three of us stood on the tee of the fourth hole of Royal Queensland with the chance to win
$1 million.
For charity, of course.
Now, it was all fun during the week. We were laughing about it, about how fun it was going to be. And we didn't think too much of it until we actually turned up to the PGA on Saturday, didn't we?
Well, Liam and I knew the enormity of it. But
I
you didn't, Jones.
No.
And I've got to admit, when I got there, I was a fraction nervous. But to be fair, I've played a little bit of golf. I'm by no means a good golfer. And I'm like, okay.
But you know
I can
hit it and straight.
This,
yeah.
And I can get through this. I didn't think I was going to get the hole in one. But I thought, you know what? And look, I was the first off of the three of us. And I was with Min Lee, yeah, who was unbelievable. Like, you know, it was great. And Scotty Bend, got to meet them. And you know what? I didn't think I did too bad.
From a pure golfing perspective, Dobbo,
yeah,
yours was the most golf-looking shot.
Yeah, it got the distance, but just,
shot.
It just hit
you,
the
you
front.
You hit a nice ball, yeah. You took on the moment, and yeah. You hit a nice golf shot.
Yeah.
I bladed it, let's be real.
Yeah, but it was
but
it
I
was
didn't
going.
Hit anybody.
No.
It went straight. I didn't hit yeah. anybody. But all of this was a sideshow because when we got there and we found out that, because we teed off with the pros as they came through playing their serious rounds of golf.
Now, that was a byproduct. We didn't see that until the end, and I didn't realise that we actually have to play within.
We knew that we were playing with the pros, and I'd said this to Liam, but we didn't know who we were playing with. And I've got to say this now, the biggest crowd, no doubt, was following Cam Smith.
100%.
And guess who Liesl drew?
Cam Smith.
So there we are, Royal Queensland.
It was a stitch up.
Round three, Cam Smith leading the tournament. He steps on to the fourth tee, tees off. And this, just for context, Liesl Jones, this is what she has to follow. This is Cam Smith's tee shot at the fourth.
Very high ball flight, starting at the flag, drawing just a hair left of it. It's almost straight at it.
Oh. All but in for Cameron Smith.
2 foot from the hole.
It rolled over the hole.
It rolled over the hole. Yeah.
It rolled over the hole.
It was basically a hole in one.
Yeah.
It was as good a shot as they saw in that hole
all week.
Day.
Yeah.
And so then our Liesl Jones, who... You haven't played a lot of golf, have you?
Nothing. But I also did a masterclass on Wednesday. It's the first time I've ever picked up an iron, and I don't even know what number
it
was.
I would suggest that Jones's, she eats pressure for breakfast, and although you were nervous, we just had this feeling, Liam and I, that things were going to be okay.
Well, so let's set the scene. So you're standing there, Cam Smith, satisfied, standing there.
So Cam Smith is eyeballing me and watching me. His caddy, is it Sam? Is his caddy? Laughed at me with my choice because I had Dobbo's stealth driver,
and this
a ginormous driver.
And this is all, and there were crowds lined the length of the hole.
So they were saying 5,000 people.
This is Liesl. This is the commentary from Fox Sports.
Now, you mentioned Liesl Jones, Ewan. She's got great reason to be nervous because until Wednesday, she had never hit a golf ball until she went and had some lessons, knowing that this is what she was going to be doing here at Royal Queensland on Saturday afternoon.
So there's Warren Smith giving you one hell of a pump up.
Yeah.
Piling on the pressure.
Yeah, setting the scene that I don't play golf, and this is a lot of pressure.
Yeah. And after you've encouraged people to duck for cover...
I moved them away from the sides.
You then address the ball, and this is what happened.
Anywhere in a forward direction will be a great result. She has the stealth driver in hand.
How gutsy is this? I love this from Liesl. Go on, girl, have a crack at it.
I'm concerned about the gallery down the
right-hand side. Guys, it's going to hit me. Look at this. I've got it.
Catch it, Ports. Catch it. There it is. I tell you what, it's going to finish up just about pin high. That's a massive result for Liesl.
She nailed it.
Pin high.
Nailed it.
I love the commentary, though. Watch out for the galley.
Yeah. Nailed it, Jones.
Yeah. It was unbelievable.
True fluke.
Have you got the bug now?
I certainly do.
I love the fact that her husband was claiming it was his tuition. Damo was claiming he'd had a lot of input into it, he believed, and he was more proud. I think he was more proud than you, Liesl.
Probably.
Yeah. Well, you speak of Damo.
Yeah.
And while Liesl did not embarrass herself. In fact, if anything, she covered herself in golf and glory. Your husband.
Oh, yeah.
Shame.
Can we unpack this next?
Shame, shame, shame.
Disgusting behaviour. Not PGA worthy.
It's ban worthy.
It is.
He may never be allowed back.
He is copping a ban.
Blacklist. Find out what Damo did next. Triple M.
My husband might have brought shame on the Triple M community. We're at the fourth hole lining up for this hole in one. And when they line up all the people, they try to pull them to the side. And it's quite tight walking through there. Dobbo, you were there. Liam, I'm not sure where you were, but
It's roped off.
It's
so
roped
when they
off.
Come from the third to the fourth, they've got marshals on either side. And it's very tight. It's like a little, for those
tunnel.
Who don't, like a tunnel of people. And they walk through and everybody. And look, little kids put their hands out. And rightly so. Some of the golfers, like Cam Smith, they just touch them like that.
But push comes to shove, and hole four, that's a little bit tight.
Yeah.
Who's standing at the entrance? My husband, Damo.
Damo.
What does my husband decide to do when Cam Smith strolls through on the fourth hole?
I literally saw this.
He saw this happen. He puts his arm on his upper back and pushes him through.
So, not a word of a lie. And to paint everybody, there is 5,000 people at least there, and it is chockers around the tee box. Mm. That's the prime position. Cam comes in there, so there's three players, three bags, Liesl, yourself, myself,
it's
the ground
busy.
Announcer. It's busy, and it is tight. Damo.
Ushered
him through like a marshal, touched him like a creeper, right on his back, right? Cam Smith's so focused.
Yeah.
Like, he just doesn't even react.
But he's done it not once. He does it to Scrivener on the way through, on the lower back.
Whose game went to Pook.
Absolutely.
They
led up the two.
Cam Smith won, but Scrivener was in the rough the entire time after that. He is the kiss of death touching these. Don't touch them.
The funniest part of it all was, Liam, this is where it gets. So that happens. Liesl absolutely ices a shot. We go back to the 17th hole, the party hole, and we're all having a beer there. And I don't know where you were at this stage. Oh, you were with the
Saving
seats.
Saving the
with the boys.
With the blokes,
yeah, they were the boys. Then he goes, I touched. This is dead set what Damo says. Not a word of a lie. I touched Cameron Smith on the back. And
I said, beg your pardon? You did what?
Yeah, I touched
him. I said, you don't touch them. And he goes, yeah. No, I was just helping. Oh, no, everyone would have done that. No, they don't.
They wouldn't.
It's the sort of instructions I give to Quinn, my six-year-old, when
don't
we go to
it.
Like an exhibition. No, we just look. We don't touch.
No touchy.
He came up to me. You came up to me, in fact, in the party lounge a bit later on and said, are you about Damo? I was like, what? He went and touched Cam Smith.
Yeah.
And I said to Damo, I looked at him, I said, what are you doing? He's like, well, you know, opportunity.
Yeah.
And I said, show me how you touched him.
Yeah.
Right? Because I'm thinking if it's a bit of a good on your Cam, pat on the back.
Or even a bit of a hover that you don't actually touch, but you may have touched just at the end.
He showed me.
Yeah.
It was more of a caress.
A massage.
He
if you're
caressed
looking.
Him on the back. I was like, that's
it was
even
very creepy.
Weirder.
It was very creepy.
But it did get us thinking because you, at the time, Liesl, you said you called Damo Paul Keating.
Oh,
you said
yes,
you're
with the
Paul
queen.
Keating touching the queen when you're not meant to be.
In the lower back.
So we want to know what celebrity have you touched inappropriately or out of place?
Not inappropriately.
You know
just
what I mean?
Put your hand out there and
what
somehow.
Celebrity have you touched where?
Yeah.
How'd you touch a celebrity? That's what we want to know. You might have served one and you've brushed hands as you gave them back their change. We want to know about people who have made physical contact.
You brushed hands with fame.
Look, if you've shook someone's hand, shook someone's hand, great. We still like to hear about it. But the weirder touches is what we're after.
Yeah.
Maybe you brushed something off their shoulder. Maybe you patted them on their head. That's what we want to hear
maybe
about.
Maybe you licked your finger and wiped their face with a bit of, you know, like the mums.
If you've done that, we definitely want to hear from you.
Special prize goes out if you've creeped and touched Liesl Jones. We want to actually hear that.
133353. Have you touched a celebrity? Give us a call.
Michael from Burpengary, have you touched a celebrity?
I have.
Which one?
It was Chris Cornell at QPAC in 2015.
Oh,
front row
holy
how
moly.
Did this happen, Chris?
Well, a massive fanboy moment for me.
Yeah.
Happy to say that. But, look, the bride at the time, he came out and dealt with, obviously, some celebrities or bigwigs in the music industry. And she's elbowed me in the ribs and said, get up, get up, get up. And I stood up and I said, one more, Chris, turn around. And yeah, he did. Turn around, shook my hand, gave me the glove. So something I'll never forget.
Amazing.
That's awesome.
Yeah, awesome. One of the great musical talents, unfortunately, gone. So well done.
Tanya from Kalanga, how are we?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
All right, who's the celebrity that you've touched?
John Stevens.
Oh, yes.
That's a goodie.
Noise work. Those eyes. Oh, I get it. I get it.
Tanya, both Liesl and Dobbo just made drooled. The same noise yeah. and started
he's
drooling.
He's a good-looking rooster. How did it happen?
Very good-looking.
Oh, he's a hunk of spunk, I tell you. He's a true, true gentleman.
Yeah.
What happened, Tanya?
Oh, well, I was doing a catering gig in a quarry heading up the coast, and he was the act for the evening, and I was asked to look after him and his party, and I did look after him very well, so he gave me a cuddle and a kiss.
Oh, Tanya.
Oh, what a sweetie.
I love that.
Well, oh, very, special catering.
Oh, well, it was above board. It was on the cheek.
Oh, what a shame.
Still good.
What a shame.
Oh, Tanya, thank you for the call. We got time for one more. Now, if this is true, we might have peaked as a show.
Jackpot. Leslie, tell us, please, is this true, who
it's
you've met?
It's very true, and it's in the – I've got a booklet at home with the phone, the photo of me beside the Queen, and I've still got it, and I think that came out in 1963.
The recently departed, passed on yes. Queen Elizabeth.
Yes, and I've been – a realist since then.
Oh. So you
and my both boys, one from New Zealand, rang me to ask me how I felt when she passed, and my other son rang me up from Queensland, where we are, Brisbane,
yeah,
and to ask me how I was as well.
Because just because of that moment was so, I get that you were obviously a royalist ever since you met her, and
absolutely,
yeah,
absolutely.
Did we curtsy, Leslie? Did we shake hands? What did
no,
we do?
No, she just pulled me around, and I stood beside her, and then all the photographers took the photo, and then when we got to her the end of the pathway, she went ahead herself.
Did she have lovely soft hands?
She would have worn gloves.
No, I had a dress on. Oh, she had on a teal silk suit.
Oh,
you can remember the clothes, Leslie.
Beautiful.
This is incredible.
Oh, how nice.
You can't top meeting the Queen.
And white gloves.
Yeah.
No hat.
Without a hat. That's strange for her not to wear a hat, isn't it? Yeah.
Are we sure we met the Queen? No, I'm kidding. Hey, Leslie, that is an incredible story. Thank you so much for sharing it with us.
I can send you the photo.
Oh, please do. Please do. We'll get it up on our socials.
We'll get it up there.
Leslie, thank you so much for the call. What an incredible honour to have met Queen Liz. Only downside is, you know, if you do that at 7, it's kind
there's
of
there's no going back. You can't top it.
Have you noticed they've all been appropriate touching?
Yes. Yeah, Damo.
Not Damo.
Damo. Yeah. Learn your lesson. Oh, Dobbo.
Just got excited. Dropped
excited
his headphones.
About touching the Queen.
Tickets for Bluesfest in Byron Bay are on sale now. Buy yours at bluesfest.com.au. Bluesfest.
Well, we got a pass to give away to Bluesfest. So we play the dumbest game in radio history. Guess the blue thing that Liesl Jones is thinking of.
Great tickets, dumb game.
See, I thought we'd retired this at the end of last week.
I was feeling quite happy about that, actually.
And then when we were told, but wait, there's more, Liam just chuckled and said, oh, Jones.
Like some free steak again. Knives, it doesn't leave
I
you
I think
alone.
This is going to be one of those things that ages really well.
Like when do we get to change the colour? Like, you know, like at well, some point
it's
we'll
Blues
change.
Fest.
Yeah, I know, but we'll have something else. We just change the colour. This is the
oh,
game.
You mean, yeah.
You know the Acras next year. I reckon this is going to be Blues best Fest. Radio yep. competition.
Well, when we play Day on the Green, when we give away tickets for a Day on the Green.
Oh, green things. Green.
Guess the green thing.
Yeah. Great.
Exactly.
Can't wait for that one.
Righto, Liesl, have you got a blue thing picked out?
I do
out?
Have a blue thing.
Are we,
and
are we starting out
we'll
with a clue?
We'll start with a clue. So okay. We've got a few goalposts. Just think really old.
Really old. All
really
right.
Really old. Von and Benora, what's the blue thing I'm thinking of? Really old.
Vonnie.
Blue Cardies.
Blue Cardies. Oh.
I mean, you could do that for any colour.
You could actually.
Sorry, Vonnie.
Sorry, Von.
Red. Megan in Miami. Hello.
Hello. Blue Booties.
Blue booties. Oh, okay.
I think it has to be something blue. You can't just put blue in front of
something.
A blue car.
This thing is iconically very famously blue.
All right.
And I'll give you another clue.
Okay.
Furry.
Furry.
Desley and Caboolture, good afternoon.
That spoiled my choice. I was talking about the ocean,
Liesl. Oh!
Do you want to have another guess at something?
Yeah, have another guess. Blue, old, and furry.
Blue, old, and furry. Smurf.
Oh, very close.
We're going down the right track now. Like it's clearly, it's not a Smurf, but it's along those lines.
Yeah, very
lines,
much
yeah.
so. Baz and Capera, I reckon you might have this. Blue, old, and furry. What have you got?
The blue monster from Monsters, Inc.
Oh, actually, okay. And you're even closer.
Baz, if it was a dog, it would have bit you. There, you are so close.
So in the vicinity.
I don't think you need to give another clue. Okay. I think they're
you
right around it, Dobbo.
You reckon Terry from Upper Toomer's got it?
I reckon Terry's
going
to get
this. Okay, Terry, what have you got? Blue, old, furry.
Jeez, I can't think of anything blue, old, and furry.
Baz basically said it.
Pretty much. It's an iconic children's show.
Oh,
go back to your childhood.
Yeah, I'll say Oscar the Grouch, but he's green.
Oh, Terry! You are actually so, honestly.
Terry, I mean, if it would have been a snake, it would have bitten him, seriously.
Exactly, Tony from Currumundi, you have to have this. Blue old furry, iconic children's show. Terry was basically on top of it. What have you got?
From Sesame Street.
What, mate, we're not giving you everything, mate.
What's the character?
Tony.
Hey, I'm just leading into it. From Sesame Street, it's not Oscar the Grouch.
No, it's not.
Yeah, I know.
All right, this...
No, last one, Mitch.
No,
I
said
it.
C is for Cookie. That's good enough for me. Oh, Cookie, 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 starts
with C. I was going to say
Dobbo. I'm not blue.
He's blue in the face.
He's not as furry as you'd think, Tony. Hey, Tony, that's it.
We served it to you on a platter.
I mean, yeah, you'll never get an easier ticket to Blues Fest, mate.
Cool, thank you.
No worries, Tony. Well done. Tickets for Blues Fest in Byron Bay are on sale now. Buy yours on bluesfest.com.au.
Mitch and Bridgman Downs, he almost had it. Like
he was there. Mitch was waiting.
He
ready
was
to go.
About half a second away from not getting those tickets.
Mitch, is that it, or we got more
Mitch,
tomorrow?
Mitch, John, Barry, everybody who missed out today.
Do we have two tickets tomorrow?
More tickets tomorrow.
Which
means you got to spend 24 hours thinking of a blue thing.